The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Daf Chaf He. Today's Daf is being studied in Lunishmat Avram Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenehenu Be'edin Amen V'Refu'a Shalema Biki Ben Jamie. Inna Refa'lanu Refa'at HaNefesh Refa'at HaGuf Refa'atu Kerubat Lovi Chin Yirasum Ramad Amen. His daf is being studied. Latzlahat Binyamin Ben Esther. Yizke Lechol Hatzlahot VeHaberachot. Amen VeAmen. We are beginning today's daf on Kaf Dalet Amud Bet. We are starting four lines from the bottom, starting with the words Elaha. We learned a principle on yesterday's daf. In the name of Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan said that any time it says in the Torah the word etzba and kihuna in the same context, so the service that's talking over there is yad yamin. It has to be done with the right hand. So the Gemara says, elahada marava. It says in the Mitzorah, in the purification of the leper, or the Mitzorah, it says the word yemani three times. So he's Doresh, each word Yemani, to teach me something else. So it says, the three halakot are like this, Yad Yad Lekemisa, that's Yad Yemanit. We make a Gezerah Shava from Metzorah to Kemitza. Just like Metzorah is his right hand, so too when you make the Kemitza, the Kohen makes a Kemitza from the Mincha, Yad Yad. It says Yad by Metzorah, it says Yad by Kemitza. To learn how to speak Kemitza is done with the right hand. Regel, Regel, Halitza. It says Regel, I meant it. By Metzorah. So we make a Gezerah Shavah, Regel, Regel, by a Halitza. That when the lady has to take off the shoe, so she takes off the shoe of the right foot. Ozen, Ozen, Ritzia. It says by Metzorah, Ozen, Haymanit. Right ear. So from there we learn that when they make the Ritzi'ah of an Eved, they want to stay on after 6 years, so you have to take him to the doorpost and you pierce his right ear. So the three items are Yad Yemanit, Regel Yemanit, Ozen Yemanit. So we learn from there Gezerah Shavah to Kemisa, Gezerah Shavah to Halitza, and Gezerah Shavah to Ritzi'ah. So the one that says, Lamali, what do you need to get Zerah Shava for Kemitza that's done by Yamin? Based on yesterday's daf, we learned it from Rabbi Yohanan. Anytime it says in the Torah the word Etzba Kehuna, we know it's with the right hand. What do you need to get Zerah Shava from Mitzorah? It says by Kemitza, Kehuna, and Etzba. This is just superfluous. So the Gemara says, "Had lekometz, v'had lekiddush kometz." It's two items. One that Rashi need to teach me that the avodah of the kemitza itself is done with the right hand, and the other pasuk I need to come and teach me that what lekiddush kometz, that when you put the kometz, when you put it in the keli, you have to put it in kli sharet, in a special holy vessel. So it says that when you're putting it in the vessel, you also hold the vessel biyad yamin, and you put it in, you have to put it in the vessel, or you put it in biyad yamin. You have to sanctify the kibitza. Not only have to take it out biyamin, you have to put it in biyamin, into the klisharit. So there's two derashot. Number one, you have to make the kibitza biyamin, but before you make the kibitza, where are you making kibitza from? From a keli. How did it get into the keli? The klisharet, you have to put it in the keli, biyamin as well. Good, so that's what I need the two that I short for. Very good. Kiddush HaKometz. Actually, it's the
It's the taking the komets out biyad yamin, then taking the komets and putting it in kli sharet.
So which one went from which?
Doesn't matter. They're both. We have both. One derasha teaches this, one teaches us that. One teaches us that the komets is done biyamin, and then once I have the komets in my right hand, that I have to put it in kli sharet biyamin. And then I take it to the mizbeah.
He switches hands. He can't switch hands.
If he switches his hands, exactly. I take it like this and I put it in that's the two items. That's the way it says it. Kiddushat komets hu avoda shiniya marba avodot haikar. It's the second avoda. Lachal shakoin komets et ha notenu et komets tatoch li sharet. And then the komets becomes kadosh. Or more kadosh, let's say. To go on the mizbeah. Okay? Let's put it like this. The kemitz, putting it in the kli sharet would be similar to which avodah by another korban? Kabbalat adam. Okay, the kemitz would be considered like shechita. Yeah, you're separating the blood from the animal. Let's say you're separating the komitz, and then you're sticking it into the kli sharet. Would be like the kabbalat adam. I'm just telling you that because we're going to see that now. Kavz Gibran says, "With Rabbi Shimon." De lo ba'e kiddush komets. What is the Bishop going to do? He holds you don't got to put kiddush, you don't got to put the komets in a kli sharet. He says you can go straight, like you said, Joe, from your hands to the mizbeah. You don't need kli sharet. So what does he do with the extra pesukim? Ulma de amar the Bishop name ba'e kiddush komets. And even according to the opinion that says according to the Bishop, you need kiddush komets. Bismol akshurim makshar. He still says doesn't matter, you can still use your left hand with that. So then either way, if he doesn't know you need kli sharet at all, we have an extra pasuk. And if he says you need kli sharet, but you can do it with your left hand, we also have an extra pasuk. So the Gemara says, Yad deraba lamali. Why do I need this gizan ashra yad to teach me yad yamin? It's not so. You don't need yad yamin according to Rabbi Shimon. Why do you do with the gizan ashra? Now, ilik misa atzma. If you tell me no, he'll use the Gezerat Shavah for Kemitzah itself. That the actual Kemitzah itself has to be done with the left, with the right hand. I don't need it for that. Medrav Yehuda bered Rav Chiya nafka. Tamar Rav Yehuda bered Rav Chiya. My Tamad Rav Shimon. What's the reason of Rav Shimon that says that what regarding the Korban Mincha? That what he holds, you're allowed to take the Kemitzah biyad. You don't got to put it in kli sharet. What's the reason for the bishamon? So he says like this: the amar kila kodesh kadashim hi, the mincha is holy, kahatat vekaasham. It has a status like a korban hatat and a korban asham. In what sense? In what sense are we comparing mincha to hatat and asham? So the Gemara says like this: bal of da biyad. If you don't want to put it in a kli sharet, you just want to put it on the mizbeach directly with your hands. Of da biyamin ki hatat. Then you gotta treat it like a hatat. Because hatat, how do you sprinkle the blood on the corners? With your right hand. So if you wanna bring it in your hand like a hatat, then you gotta do yad yamin. Just like a hatat. Baal of da bikhli, of da bismol, ki asham. But if you wanna put it in a keli, and then from the keli put it on the mizbeah, then we treat it like an asham. And the law is that an asham is permissible to do with yad semol. And therefore, right, of that bismol, exactly, k'mo Hashem. So the rabbi learned like this. Kemitzah, sometimes it's like a hatat, sometimes it's like a Hashem. Depending on how you want to do it. You don't need a keli according to Mishon. You want to use a keli? No problem, you don't have to. But if you're not using a keli, then it's a hatat. You have to put it on the mizbeah biyad yamin. If you're telling me it's you want to do it with a keli, then we'll treat it like an asham. Then you can even put it on biyad semud. But what do you see over here? You see according to the Bishimon that what? That the avodot putting the kemitzah in the mizbeach compared to which avodah? Maybe like zirika. Putting the kemitzah in the mizbeach would be considered like zirikat adam. And you're telling me what? That it's got to be done, if you're putting it with your hands, it's got to be done biyad yamin, because that's one of the avodot, that's one of the services. Oh, so you see, according to this, the chavrak, the kemitza itself, which is one of the services, also should be biyad yamin. So therefore, I don't need a pasuk according to the Bishimon to teach me that the kemitza is done biyad yamin, because I know it already from a different source. And I don't need to tell me that the kemitza in a keli, because according to the Bishimon, you don't need kemitza to put it in a klisharet. And even if you're already putting it in a klisharet, you don't have to take it out with the right end. So therefore, why do I need the pasuk of yad yad? What does that come and teach me? According to the Bishimon, he already holds kemitza is mandatory. Everybody holds kemitza is mandatory. Right hand?
Yes.
Right hand. How? From this drasha that we just said. That just like you have to put it on the mizbeach in your right hand, if you're using it in your hands, because it's one of the avodot, so you have to do the kemitza also, biyad yamin. Okay. So what's yad yad coming to teach me then? The Buddha says, you know what you need it for? Another case. Lo netzecha. Which reason? Can I say it clearer? Why, when you put the kemitza on the mizbeach with your hands, does it have to be done in the right hand? Because we compare it to hatat, kahatat. By hatat, you also put the blood with your hands. You sprinkle it on the corners of the mizbeach, and that he learns has to be done with the right hand. So we can say, so any avodah that's done with the hands has to be done biyamin. So therefore, the kemitza itself, which is done with his hands, we learn from that has to be done biyamin. So what does he do with the derasha of yad? Yad, yad. The Torah says, lo netzlecha ela, lekomitz minchat hote. It's coming to teach me the case of a mincha, of a sinner. Salkadatach amina, hu ila amar bishmon, shelo yehe korban mehudar, ki kamatz la bismon lametet kashar, kamash ma'lan. Korban of a chote, the law is like this. Since it's a korban of, or a mincha of a sinner, you don't want to make the korban, the mincha behudar. You don't want to make it nice. So in every mincha they used to put libona, they used to put frankincense, and they used to put oil. And the minchat chote, according to Bishon, you don't put these items in the minchat. Keep it dry. Why? We don't want it to be mehudar. So I would have thought that just like you don't want it to be mehudar in its ingredients, let them bring it with the left hand also, in order to lower the status of it. Kamash malan yad yad, to teach me that even minchat chote has to be done with the right hand. So the yad yad is especially gezera shavat davka by minchat chote, to teach me what davka with the right hand. Good. Minchat chote. Minchat chote. You want another case of a minchat chote where he brings it?
What is it?
Olevi yored. The olevi yored when somebody makes his.
Shogeg.
Always shogeg. Can't afford an animal. He brings a what do you call it? He brings a minchat. Okay. Mishnah. Okay, new story. The blood spilled on the floor. Slaughtered the animal. The blood spilled right on the floor. Splattered. The asafu. So what'd you do? You collected it. Pasul. No good. Why? We'll see. It's matter how the tzpah is kadosh. Fell on the floor. Scoop it up. Put it back in the keli. Rabbanan, velakach hakohen Mashiach midam hapar. Highlight those words, midam hapar. You have to take from the blood of the par of the animal. So what do we learn from here? Midam nefesh. It's got to be from the blood that sustains the animal, the blood of life. Velo midam ma'or. What is the blood of life? When you slaughter the animal, the second you put the knife to the neck, blood starts to drip out because you're cutting the skin. But that's not the blood you got to catch. The cord blood is once you break the pipes. Then that blood is the blood that's dam nefesh. That's the circulatory blood that gives the blood, the animal, its life. So the main blood, dam par, the par itself, you got to cut the tubes, the pipes. That blood, velo dam ha'or. Dam ha'or is when you cut the skin. Velo dam tamsit. Damat tamsid is the blood that trickles out after. Which means when you slaughter the animal, there's a gush. Right away that comes out, that's the damat nefesh. And then after, some other blood trickles out. That's called dam tamsid. The main blood that you got to put on the mizbeach is the damat nefesh. The blood that comes right when you cut the tubes. Now, It says midam hapar, from the blood of the par. Now, if you read it like that, midam sounds like you don't have to catch all the blood. Midam, from the blood, not all of it. So it says dam mehapar. Look what he did here. He took the mem of midam hapar. He took the mem away, and he put it in the next word. So instead of reading it midam hapar, read it dam mehapar. Okay, we'll see. You can do that once in a while. But what does that teach me? That the blood's got to come from the par, and not from the floor. Once the blood went to the floor, it's not minapar anymore. It's minaritzpa. Now, who told you I could take a mem and delete it from one word, stick it into another word, and start being doresh? What was that all about? So the Gemara says, well, let's go slow. The isar kadatach midam hapar. If you want to read it literally, like it says, midam hapar kedichtiv, midam bafilu miksadam. Right. Can I even collect part of the blood? You have to collect all the blood. So then we know it's called dam. So you can't learn that pasuk literally. Midam. We know it's not midam. We know it's called dam. So then what do I do? Ela midam apar dam meapar yekabelenu vekasabar gorain umosifin vedorshin. We saw this a few times. Gorain. I could take the letter away, subtract the letter, midam, gurain, mosifin, tosif the letter as a on the word par, vedorshin, namikadrasha. Gurain, umosifin, vedorshin. Okay, that's the way it's a style. Because it doesn't make sense the way it says. Because midam is a lot of midam. You know, call that dam. So they want to take the letter, put it there, and now we have a big drasha now. This guy comes straight from the par into the kid, if it fell on the floor. No good gufa. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Hashochet, Tzarich Shekabel Et Kol Damo Shel Par, Shlemar Ve'et Kol Dam Hapar Yishpoch. That is a very, very, very strange drasha here. How do I got to catch all the blood? Because it's Ve'et Kol Dam Yishpoch. Now, that's not talking about that. But this pasuk is not talking about catching the blood from the neck. This is talking about I caught the blood. Okay. Now I sprinkle it. The leftover blood that you have in the keli. But kol adam, the leftovers, pour on the base of the mizbeah. So how are you learning from that perspective, talking about the blood of the shechita, that it's kol adam? That kol adam is about all the leftovers of the blood. The Gemara asks, v'ha b'shirayim ketiv. It's about shirayim, it's about catching the blood. The Gemara says, it can't be talking about shirayim. Im eno enyan l'shirayim, deha lete l'kol adam. Then eno enyan l'kabbalah. It can't be talking about shirayim. Because how can you say it kol hadam? In kol hadam, you sprinkled heifer on the mizbeah. Shirayim, you can never say kol hadam. Ze lo kol dam. Ela im eno enyan shirayim, because it doesn't make sense by shirayim. Tanah enyan, where you have a din of kol dam, and when's that? When you're receiving it from the animal's neck. So that's what we learn. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hashochet Tzarich Sheyagbia Sakin Lemala Shneemar Velakach Midam Hapar. Velo midam hapar v'davar acher. Okay. Guy makes shechita. The blood on the knife. Right after the shechita, he has to put the knife up. Because if he keeps the knife down, the blood from the knife is going to drip into the keli. And the Torah says it's got to come from the par, and not from the par and something else. Meaning, par, knife, keli. No, it's got to go direct. So therefore, we don't want this blood to drip. So what do you do? When you slowly go... lift it up. So the blood, instead of dripping down off the knife into the keli, will just remain on the knife, go all the way down the knife, it won't fall into the keli. Good? So how do you clean the knife? What's the problem? You're going to take a towel and clean the knife. Kanere'e, it's not mechubad to clean the knife of the shaita, which is blood is kodesh. It's still it's blood of shaita. You don't just take a towel and clean the knife, any knife. It's not kavod. So they want to give me a mechubad way to clean this knife before I slaughter another animal. I got to clean the knife. Why? Because otherwise this blood is going to mix with the new blood. It's different korbanot, different times to eat and to sprinkle and so on and so forth. So I got to clean the knife. So the Gemara says, how do I clean it? And he brings that over here. En ra'ui lekaneh et adam b'matlit. It's not nice to clean it with a towel. שהאדם נתקדש לעבודת קורבן על ידי שחיטה, וכל דבר שנתקדש גנאי הוא לעבירו לכלי של חול. יפרד לכלי של חול, אני מטליט, אני ריק. anyway, הוא אמר ביה בשפת מזרק, go to the clay that you received the blood, take the knife and rub it against the edge of the kin. No, not the one you caught the blood with, a different one. Go to the clay that you like Kabbalah with, instead of cleaning it with a towel, clean it with clay sharet. Clean it with a clay sharet, rub it against that item over there. Now, how do we know that the clay that used to accept the blood used to also serve as a cleaner for the?
He says it is a clay, but you do it on the outside.
That's what's going off.
Yeah.
Okay, better. Fine. It's the same. It's clear that you received the blood. Yeah. It has to be clear. Kabbalah was one of the avodot. So he's saying in the back. Do it on the back of it. So it doesn't fall into the keel. It falls on the outside. Point is, you cleaned it in a mechubad way. How do we know that the kli that you received the blood also served as a cleaner of the knife? Because it says, Kedichviv kipore zahav. Kippore is Meshum Mechaprim. Mechafir is to clean. To clean, exactly. Okay. That's that story. Hidushim. Yeah, they learned that from Rashi, because Rashi says, Besfat was like Velo Letochan. So that inside, so you're doing it on the outside of it, just to scrape the blood off, or to get the blood to come off the knife. Amar Bechazda, Amar Vira, Amar Behashochet, Sarik Shiyitin, Viridin letoch hakli. Okay, now we get to the new point over here. Viridin, okay, you have the tubes. The kane, the veshet. Right? So when you slow down, you gotta cut the tubes. But there's also viridin, there's also like little, what did you say in English? The word? Okay, vessels, that's the word. Good, vessels are good. The vessels, blood vessels, that are connected over to the trachea. So when you're slaughtering, you have the kid like holding it by the neck. You have to make sure that the viridim, these vessels, are over the keli. That they're over the keli. Why? Itmar nameh. Read further for a second. Amar v'aseh, Amar v'yohanan have viridim, sarish shir'u avir keli. Has to see the opening of the keli when you slaughter. Why? This is like this. Kasher shu'atim korban tzlich lechetela lahtoch gam et haviridin. You also want to cut the blood vessels as well, because there's blood running through them. Do we just say you have to slaughter all dam and nefesh? So besides the trachea and the wind and the esophagus, you have to get these vessels. So it says, Rabbi Yirmiyah barabam adonim shebesha'at ha-shechita slicha haviridin not me'al halal ha-keli. Over the opening of the keli, why? Kedei sheyitkabel adam yeshrut min hapar. Umat shirakat, okay, letoch hakeli, doesn't mean toch hakeli, it means over the keli. Im haviridim ena mamash ma'al kli, v'adam seyit lekalech kedei legi'aha, which means like this. If it's not going to be right above the keli, so what's going to happen is, it's going to have to, you'll break the vessel, and then it'll have to trickle down into the keli. No, not that you might miss it. It sounds like trickle away, or trickle down into the keli. It's got to go straight, boom, into the keli. If it's not over the keli, it might have to trickle its way into the keli. And therefore, it's not going direct. So you want to make sure to get the viridim over the keli itself. Look at that, she says that. Ad shelo egiya adam. No, that's not that she. Right, because if it's not here, Kanere is going to have to... Yeah, it's going to have to go not directly in it. It's going to go into space. It's got to go right in it. The airspace of the vessel. He says here, Ima viridim enam mamash ma'al akili v'adam sik lekaleh kedeh lagir kereh kedeh keli enzir achshav shalam etkabil min apar. Listen, the guy, when he's slaughtering, he's got to make sure that all the stuff is right under the keli. So it cut, boom, it goes right into the keli. Now here we get to the questions. What would you say like this? You have kli sharet. There's a hole on the bottom of the kli sharet. They slaughtered. You're holding this keli over here. Well, obviously the blood's going to go straight through and straight go to the ground. It's going to hit to the spot. Let's get some rules here. If this is considered a keli, so then, once the blood gets into a keli, even though I spill it after, I can collect it. Because it already went into a keli. Understand? Let's say there wasn't a hole in the bottom, like a regular case. I filled up the keli with blood. Then the Kohen dropped it. The din is you can collect it from the floor. I can't just have it go to the floor first. Okay? So now we're going to discuss the following question. The guy was receiving the blood. The bottom of the mizrak of the keli broke. Before the blood actually reached the airspace of the keli, which means the bottom of the keli broke when the blood was still in the airspace. Okay? It reached the airspace. Okay? Means the blood was above the keli still. It's on the way down from the neck. And all of a sudden the keli opened up on the bottom. Mahu was the question. Avir she'en sofo lanuach kemunach dameh o lo kemunach dameh. Okay, that's the she'ela. Anything that enters the airspace of the keli or above the keli, she'en sofo lanuach, but now we know it's not going to end up in the keli because there's a hole on it. Kemunach dameh, is it still considered as if it's in the keli? It's here, do we consider it in the keli? Or lo kemunach dameh? Or do we consider it not considered munach in the keli? What's the nafkamina? So listen to the subject. Rabbi Asim mistapik b'mikre she'tachtito shrekin nishbera b'sh'a shalem ayam me'al ha'keli ולא נכנס עדיין לתוך חלל. הספק הוא, אם נחשב דם זה כדם שכיוון נתקבל, כיוון שיהיה באוויר מעל הכלי. Which means, since it was in the air already, and then the kelly broke, so maybe you consider something in the air. Where's this blood end up going by? It's going to go in the kelly. No, it's going to go by. It's going to go in the kelly. Right now when it's in the air, it's going into the kelly. Happens to be, it broke after. But do I say, since it was in the avir already, destined to go into the keli, it's like it went in the keli, nafkamina, now if it falls, you can collect it up again. Or do I say no, that since when it was in the avir, was not in the keli yet, and the bottom of it broke, when it was still here, so therefore I'm going to say, well, it's not considered munach bikli, therefore it's considered munach b'ritzpa, and therefore you cannot collect it up again. Big nafkamina. How do I consider this blood that's in the airspace? Sifikos shel Rav Asim kamur b'mikre she'tachtit hakeli nishbera b'sha'a she'adam ya'adayin me'al chalalo hakeli. Omnam inichnas kvar adam l'toch chalalo hakeli, em b'ze safek. Right. Once the blood got into the airspace of the kli itself, then there's no safek. Then it's considered part of the kli. And then the bottom broke out, that's not a she'ela. She'ela is when it's still in the airspace on the way down.
That's why.
Well, that. Because you put the kidney right but to the neck of the.
Right above it, so it never
is. Never
gonna get the case.
It's above it. Yeah, but you can't ask a question over there. There, right? You can't ask a question over there. You have a bottom. So the airspace that goes in, it's going into a kidney. They don't have a. I don't have a safek in that case. I have a safek in a case where there's no bottom. I don't say airspace. I don't think airspace is the psul. I don't know if airspace is the psul over there.
But
when you make shaita, it goes from the neck to the keli. I don't know if the airspace is the issue. If you're not going to put it right under it, it might trickle down into the keli. Not that it has to go into the airspace. Stuff is always airspace. When you're making shaita,
not directly above the vessel, yes. The blood must spurt through the other airspace before we see
the other airspace of the that's not above the keli somehow. Let's go this way. It's not above the keli. Maybe airspace away from the keli. So that's a problem. But stuff that's above the keli, airspace is not a problem. You don't have to suction the keli against the neck of the animal. No. You hold it there, you slaughter it, and you catch it. Blood just comes gushing out. So it is going through the air. You catch it. Here the issue is over here. The bottom fell out. You slaughtered, everything was fine. The blood, let's say one drop of blood to make it simple. One drop of blood is in the air over here, above the keli. Thing broke, slow motion. Okay, so now the shayla is like this. Since it was here, and the keli was good, so do I consider it in the keli already? Nafkamina, if it fell, I can pick it right back up and put it in. Or do I say no, since it's here, it's not in the keli yet, and the bottom broke out, it's not considered in the keli yet. even though that's what was supposed to. That's the, therefore it's considered landing on the Ritzpah, and therefore that drop now is off limits. I can't use it. What's the, why is that a contradiction to this?
No. Viridim don't go on. Viridim are the animal. When I position the neck, I take the keli, make sure that the keli is right under the viridim. No, you put viridim. Viridim is a blood vessel. I slaughter it, the blood. I draw a circle, right? Where the viridim on? I line it up. Now the Gemara is like this. Okay, but what are we talking about? This is a simple question. What kind of a simple question? Amar le tenitua. We can learn it from a braita. This is talking about you have to fill up water in order to sprinkle the mit. You need to go to a mayan, a bor, a wellspring, and fill up the keli with the water. So it says like this: Havich munahat ta'ata zinuk. Okay, you got to look at the picture. You have a picture in your books?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. You see, there's a mountain. The mountain over there has a mayan on top of it. Only problem is there's no slope. So what they do is they take a sinor, a pipe, they stick it on top of the mountain. So as the water is flowing on top of the mountain, it goes through the pipe, and the pipe is led off the mountain. You see, it's sloping off the mountain a little, and then that pipe draws the water from there, goes in the airspace, and it goes into the habit. Okay, so now we want to know, is that water that falls into the habit, is that water considered kosher for sprinkling of the metim? Why shouldn't it be? It's coming from a wellspring. It didn't go into a keli, because the sinur is not considered a keli, because it's hollow. So it really went straight from the mayan, and it fell right into the habit. So what's the issue? So the issue is like this. The issue is like this. Darshu Hazal shamayim tzrichim lavo el keli kishem mayim hayim. Mayim hayim el keli, it says. Shelon nifsak m'makom nebi'atam, where it didn't have a hefsek from a place where it originated from. Mayim shenichnasu lekli shelo leshem milui mehatat. Now let's say it entered the keli without the kavana for mehatat, like in this case over here. Here the case is talking about there's a habit on the floor, but the habit wasn't put there to catch mehatat. It was a habit there. So everybody's going to agree the water that's in this habit is no good, because it wasn't caught leshem mehatat. It wasn't put in the keli mehatat. Our discussion is going to be, what about if it landed, the water's in the airspace on the way down into this keli, and then I caught it when it was still in the airspace. Now if you consider airspace as if it's in the keli, so it's ruined the water already. Because if it landed in the keli, but if I catch it in the airspace before it falls into the keli, you tell me that airspace is not considered as if it landed, that'll be okay. So from here we're going to look at how you judge airspace. That's the basic principle that's going to work here. So read inside. When I says, it's brighter. You have a barrel that's under the zinuk. Zinuk is the mountain. Okay? And what? Mayim shebetocha, the water that's in the halal of the habit. Oh, that's for sure no good. Vishebechutz halal, not only that, but it's on the outside, meaning in the airspace. Pesulin. Okay, why is it pesul? Because it's going to land. Tziref piha lezinuk. Now let's say you put the barrel where the flow is coming. You lifted the barrel up right where the pipe is, and you stuck it right next to the pipe, so it's coming straight in the pipe into the keli. Mayim shebetucha pesulin. The water that's inside, again, is pesul, because you didn't do it l'shem mehatat. But the stuff that did not enter the habit yet, because where is it? It's still in the pipe. So that stuff is kishirin. Okay, no problem, because it didn't go into the airspace yet. But what do you see from over here? That something that's in the airspace, that's destined to land in a keli, is considered as if it's in the keli already. Okay, go back to our story of the blood. The blood is on the way down. Consider it in the keli, and therefore, if it falls on the floor, you're okay. Gemara says, what are you talking about? You cannot compare the two cases. Hai mai ba'amine avir she'en sofo lanuach ve'kapashit le'avir she'sofo lanuach. Exactly. Our question was when the bottom fell out.
We want to know a case of stuff that's in the Avi that's not going to land in the Keli. You're answering from a question where it's destined to land in the Keli? No, Shashela. Of course, when I have a regular Habit and it's in the airspace, of course, Sofona Nuach Bikli's Kikli. I want to know where it's in Sofona Nuach Bikli. Is it considered a Kli already? I want to know a case where the bottom of the thing fell out when it was in the airspace already. Do you see even in that case or not? That you have no idea from our story of the Habit. Habit's easier. Habit's easier cases. It's closed. Nothing happened to the thing. Oh, you tell me, what is it, the airspace? Since it's going to land in there, it's in there. Okay, Hazak Baruch. But I want to know when it's not going to land there. It's going to be considered in there or not. That's a big hadush. So the Gemara says, Mechila, Tarte Kaba'e Mine. The question that was asked was a twofold question. אם תמסד לומר אוויר שאין סופו לנוח ואף כמונח דמי אוויר שסופו לנוח מי? And he answered one of the questions. I mean, he asked him a double-headed question. He asked him like this. I want to know two things, Rabbi. אוויר, stuff in the אוויר שאין סופו לנוח מי? And even if you want to tell me אין סופו לנוח is not considered if it's in the Keli, what about סופו לנוח? So he answered him one of the two questions. I can answer you one question. So for that, it was definitely considered in the Keli. The second question I'll answer you. The first question I don't know how to answer yet. Comes out according to this. You make the call on this rule now, based on what we just learned. I have a Kli Sharet. Regular Kli Sharet. Gorgeous Kli Sharet with a bottom. I slaughter the animal. The drop is in the air, going down into the Keli. Okay? At this point over here, as it's over the airspace. Okay, the wind came and put it on the floor. What's going to be the deen?
What's supposed to go
to Kasher? Because since, exactly, since here it's so full and the Keli has a bottom, it's considered as if it's in the Keli itself, and therefore, even if it fell on the floor now, you can pick it up, and you can put it back in because it's so full and because it's Kikli Dami. That's a very important principle. That's what comes out. He speaks to that. Nimsa lemaskarat shedavar nimsa ba'avir shemead kli ba'atid lanuach nechshav kemunach bekodim shenechnas adam netok hanan melkach akli. Right, wind. He pulled the kli away.
Right.
Then moved. It fell on the floor. Doesn't matter. Since it was over the kli for a second and there, it's in the kli already. What about the second question? We don't know. Now we got to go one more point. Rabbi Yosef Matni Hachi. Rabbi Yosef had that question like we just learned it. Let's get the question good. The question was from Dam, Korbanot, and the solution was given from Habit by Mehatat. Question is from Dam to the Habit. Rav Kana Matni Habit Ba'amine Upashat LeHabit. There was another version of this story. It wasn't talking about Korbanot at all. The question was why Habit, and the answer is by Habit. He asked him, Rabbi, you have a Habit, and the water of the Mechatat is falling into the Habit in the airspace. Is it considered in it or not? And he answered by the Braita, by Habit. We have a Bifarush Braita. When the Habit is there, and the airspace is there, it's considered in the Keli. Nothing to do with Korbanot. The question was asked by the Habit of Mechatat, and the answer from the Braita. Third version. Rabbah Matni, Habit Ba'amine. His question was by Habit. Upashat Le. And he answered the question of Habit from Mizrak. I atam ode b'mizrak she efshar lo b'lo zinuk. He questioned them was like this. Rabbi, what's the law by a Habit? I was talking about the pipe, the thing, it's falling off the mountain, it's going into airspace. Is it considered in the Keli? Is it not considered in the Keli? That's coming out, somebody catches it before. Is it kasher or not? So he answered them, what kind of question is that? For sure you can answer the question from zinuk, from the Keli, that you're catching the blood with. Why? Because catching the blood, it's impossible that it's going to go directly into the kli. Belo zinuk mebeli sheyikalech me'at nerocha bakli me'al halalo. What's going to happen? It's going to trickle down. Well, I guess when you slaughter, there's blood all over the place. So what happens? It doesn't go directly over. It squirts a different way. It goes outside.
Yeah.
It goes outside and then comes back in.
No, go hard.
Oh, if it misses it, Oh, but it goes over. Why? Then
directly through the airspace.
So it goes horizontally through the airspace, and therefore what? Ah, I mean, it doesn't go gravity down always.
Right.
It doesn't always go when you so boom right into Keli. It goes this way, and then it comes back down, and still we say what? It's okay. Because avir of the keli, that's a full aruah bikli, is considered like the kli.
It's not received directly.
But we still say it's okay.
Yes.
Why? Because it's over avir. Yes. So it's over avir, it's like sin. You say it doesn't always go down. Right? Sometimes it splatters, it's going a different way. It's going.
Right.
What?
On the floor.
Rather on the floor, or even going and then it lands in the kidney. Now the thruster takes it out of the kidney. Even it starts to swing and lands back in the kidney. But it wasn't directly, so to speak, going into the kidney itself. But why is it kasher? If it wasn't the floor, we'll say it's kasher also. Pick it up and put it back. And why? Because bottom line, since it went over the airspace of the kidney for a second, it's like it's in the kidney. So that's what he means here. Put the viridim over the kli. Do what we said.
Yeah.
No space in between them. Right, which it doesn't trickle out directly. It splurts into the airspace and then comes in. It has to be directly from the animal. It is considered directly. Because once it goes in the airspace over the kli, it's in the kli. That explains our question we had above. Ignoring the airspace.
Yeah.
That is your question. So long as over the airspace of the viridim, so it spritz out, so it's coming from the air into the kidney. Air from the kidney is okay. It's okay. That's why we take, make sure you put it over the thing there, because it's considered like it's in the kidney itself. So therefore, mehatat also is the same thing. Therefore, when you put the kidney over there, and you didn't put it there for mehatat purpose, and it's trickling down the mouth, and the second it's in the air, it's in the kidney. Now a guy comes and catches it, l'shem mehatat basun, because it's in the kidney already. Tananatam. One more point. We're learning a paraduma. Tananata. What's the case over here? You have a mim ma'ayan that are coming down the mountain. Just trickling down the mountain. Mim ma'ayan. You put a habit to catch the water for mehatat. What do you got to do? You got to direct the water somehow to get into your habit. To get the flow of the mountain. The water's coming down the mountain. So you want to reroute the water to get into your habit. So what did the guy do? Natan yado o laglo. O ali yirakot. He put his hand there, or his leg, to reroute the water. Or he took yirakot, vegetables. Kedesh yavru mayim lehabit pesulim. No good. Why? Because anything that's mekabel tum'ah, not that it's tameh, anything that's mekabel tum'ah, it's pasul to have any contact with the mehatat. Adam is mekabel tum'ah, his hand, his foot, and foods, yirakot are mekabel tum'ah. So we cannot use that to reroute the water. However, Alek kanim v'ale egozim. Kanim is reeds. Alek egozim is the walnut branches. They're not edible items. And they use them to reroot. They're okay. Keshera. Ze'a klav. Davar mekabel tuma pesulim v'asher mekabel tuma kesherin. Mena nemide. How do I know this? Ta'amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yosef Barabba Amar kena ach ma'ayan ubor megve ma'im yihyeh tahor. Havayatan al yedet tarat tehiye. The way you get it into the keli, havayatan, the way you make it happen is through tahara. And not through something that can be mekabel tuma. Amar Rabbi Chaya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Zot omeret, avir kli kechli dameh. From here we learn that the airspace of the keli is like the keli. Why? He says, Shari amayim ba'im min ayad el ha-habit. Elam noflim yeshut min ayad datoch ha-habit. אלא מקלחים תלת באוויר שמעליה. וכיוון שפסלה משתם מים אלו למי חטאת, מפני שבאו על ידי דבר מקבל תומה על כורחק, שיחשיבה משתת האוויר שמעל הכלי כמו תוך הכלי. ולפיכך נחשב שבאו המים ישרות מן היד לכלי ופסולים.
Which means, well, the guy's hand was, I guess, directing the water. Right, so the water,
Maybe where the pipe was in the other.
Yeah, where the pipe was, let's say, so his hand was there, so it's going to his waist, whatever, he's directing it. So you're going to tell me from there, I see what? Airspace over the kidney is like the kidney. Why? אבל אם נאמר שאוויר שמר לכלי אינו נחשב כמו תוך הכלי, אם כן לא באו המים מן היד, then the water didn't come through his hand, אלא מן האוויר, which means like this. It touches his hands, right? Then after his hands, it goes in the air and falls into the kidney. So what's the problem? If you're telling me that the air space is not considered into the kidney, what do I care if it came in contact with his hand? Bottom line, it's going to go into the air space and then it's going to land in the kidney. Let it be kashir because it didn't get into the kidney yet.
It doesn't come to me if he puts it in.
Right. You can't put it in. It cannot be put in through a davar mekabel tumah. So therefore, if you tell me avir akeli is not like it's in, so what do I care if it went through his hand? It's only directing it. Now it's in the airspace. It's not considered in yet. It falls into the keli bit. But if you tell me that the avir is considered in, so therefore, at this point, when it's in his, or running through his hands, which is above the airspace of the keli, it's in. Oh, so putting it in with his hands. Od pam, you can't put the water in the keli through seretz mekabel tumah. He uses his hands to direct it. Let's say here's the kid. Hands are mekabel tumah. Person, right. Human being. Okay, like this. Okay, the water is going through his hands like this. He's funneling it like this, so it goes right into his hands into the thing. Okay, now it goes out of his hands into the airspace into the kid. If you consider airspace as if it's in the kid, now I know why his hands are no good, because his hands are over the airspace. So the second it's over here, it's like where? It's like it's in. And therefore what? Your hands put it in. That's no good. Mashiach, if you tell me airspace is not considered in the keli, what do I care? It went through his hands, then it went here. It's not in yet. It went in now directly. So Eli, you must tell me that from posailing the hands, that once it gets to the air above the keli, it's considered in the keli. So it was my hands that put it in the keli. Hands are not touching. No, the hands are not like this. No, it's like the mountain case. It's like the mountain case.
Once it's in the airspace, it's like...
He gave a case, Midron. You have a mountain.
Yes.
Ma'ayad she'yuz zormin b'midron ahar. Yeah, that's the case. Oh, you have a picture. Better. His hands. We're talking about Yad Adam. Adam, aset yado. He put his hand like this. As bridge. That the water should go from the mountain into the keli. He uses his hands as a bridge. He uses his legs as a bridge. Well, we can learn how we pray if we put his hand. That's the point there. Wait, go one more line. I'm a little bizera. That's what we have to go to. So again, that's the point over there. That's the point of that story over there. Again, נחשב כמו תוכו שהרי המים הבאים מן היד אל החבית אינם נופלים ישירות מן היד לתוך החבית. The hand is a bridge. אלא מקלחים תחילה באוויר שמעליה. Watch. Here's the mountain. It comes down. The guy put his hand over here. Bridge. And here's the keli. Okay? So he put his hand over here. It's going from there into the keli. Beautiful. So if you tell me that what? That the airspace is considered in the keli, I understand the problem now. Because bottom line, his hand is over the airspace, and therefore the second it goes to his hands, like in the keli, so his hands are putting it in the keli. You cannot put the water into the keli, there's something that's been kabel tumah. But if you tell me airspace is not considered in the keli, what do I care if it went to his hands? But he didn't put it in there.
Right, because it goes in and out.
It goes,
right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It goes, it's okay.
How from there you learn that this
Because why is hand pasul? Why is hand pasul?
If the airspace is not like the keli, then I didn't.
Why, talk? Why is hand pasul?
If his hands weren't on top of the keli.
Yes. Why? No, get the law first. The law is not. No, the law is not that a hand cannot touch the water. The law is that the hands cannot be the one that puts the water in the keli.
If I have my hand over here, the
kid's
over here.
Very good.
So
that,
No.
Your hands are put in the water. It came from the air into the water.
You say no.
The last point.
Right. So the air. But if you consider air as in the keli, so when my hands are over the keli, it's in the keli. So my hands put it in the keli. Oh, that's a problem.
So who told you? Maybe the case over there is talking about was going straight from his hands into the keli. Then we have no raya to discuss the airspace. Amar le, tarda. Told them, and this last story of the Gemara, shote. You fool, how could you say that? Kedeshi ya'avru mayim lehabitanan. It says in the Mishnah, Kedeshi ya'avru. It's mashma that there is a separation between his hands and the keli. Shalus, they should pass through his hands and then go into the habit, which is mashma. There was air in the airspace in between. Avru was mashma like that. We also learned that what? That if you direct the water into the habit through something that's not mikabel tumah, it's okay. It's kasher. So the Gemara proves that now. The Amar of Chaya bar Abba, Amar of Yohanan, me'edutot shel bitzadok nishnit mishnah zu. The Mishnah that we learned about the habit of the Mechatat was learned from a testimony of Rabbi Tzadok. The Tanei'id Rabbi Tzadok al-Zohalin. waters that are flowing, shikilhan be'ale egozin, that you directed them using ale egozin, the branches of walnuts. The branches themselves are not mekabel tumah, shehen kesherim. So they're going to be kesher, because the law is you could direct the waters of mehatat into the habit, so long as the item that you're using to direct is not mekabel tumah. Zeaya ma'aseh bo halaya. Well, he has the name of a place. There's a ma'aseh that happened. Uba ma'aseh of the hachim was shalach gazit, and the case came to the Sanhedrin, vichshiruhu, and they were makshir. So you see over here again, that something that's not mekabel tumah, like the branches, can be used to direct the waters into the habit, to be used for mehatat. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.